Jaguars postgame, presented by Florida Home AC, is brought to you by Farrah and Farrah, Baptist Health, and by TIAA Bank. Now, to get things started, here's JP Shadrick.
And welcome into Jaguars postgame, presented by Florida Home AC. Final score, Browns 24, Jaguars 13. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Jaguars Radio Network. Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC, JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Jaguars fall in the result in preseason week one of the Cleveland Browns. But the big story tonight, Fred, is the starters were out there. Some good, some not so good, but they got some points, and Trevor Lawrence's last pass of the night was a touchdown.
JP, what's up, Mike?
Hey, Freddie good, T, good, you're good the big story of the night. Good to have you back.
Good to see you, man. JP, I appreciate the coffee.
You're welcome. Got to keep you awake. I know it's late.
I know, right? I haven't been used to this in a while. But certainly, man, you want to be able to have seen those guys get in there, you know, get a good start, show some good, you know, plays, have a good, couple good reps, but more importantly, walk away injury-free. I think that's the key, unlike the young man Nick Harris, right? The Brown center that went down on the second play of the game. You don't want to ever see that. So hopefully he bounces back quick. But as far as the Jaguars, man, ETN looked great. I thought Trevor showed some accuracy there. Yeah, the one high ball. But again, capping it off with the touchdown, we can win with that.
I thought that it was great that the Jags had a 13-0 lead when their starters basically went out of the game. But I felt like they left some on the field, you know, which is a good thing. There's room for growth there. Trevor was 6 of 12 passing, Fred, and I thought easily could have been about 9 or 10 for 12, honestly. One or two on him. A couple of his guys could have helped him out. Wasn't patient enough on second and goal on that first drive. Would have had Ingram breaking free in the corner of the end zone. But, you know, other than that, and ETN, he did show good bursts. I thought he tried to do a little too much on a couple of plays. But, I mean, if this is the bottom basement and they can grow from here, it's a pretty good sign.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, Mike. Everything other than the ETN comments, like I told you a second ago.
Oh, really?
From one running back who liked to dance in the backfield.
I mean, I'm just a little biased. You know, I definitely biased towards the position. But it'll come in time. You know, we'll be able to see throughout the season what that looks like as, you know, they start to mesh and gel with the offensive linemen. But, you know, aside from that, going back to the team, just the offense – you know, the 11-play drive, field goal, four plays capitalized where they're able to score, and then the other 11 play to get the touchdown. I was more impressed by that in the first downs that they came away with. They struggled a little bit on third down conversions early, but they eventually converted some that led to sustained drives and a couple scores.
Don't get me wrong. I feel good, right? 13-0 with the Jags played a lot more starters than the Browns did tonight, so they should have beat them, but they took care of their business in that regard. And you know, after that, I think we see the value of those frontline guys because it fell off rather quickly, rather steeply there, JP.
A lot of big runs, a 41-yard run.
Yeah,
I mean, all that stuff was happening after the case. 24-13 is the final score, Browns over the Jaguars. Jags defense, though, got a takeaway early in this game. Rayshon Jenkins forced a fumble, cut inside, hit the running back, knocked it free, and Shaq Griffin got the fumble recovery. And this is a team last year, obviously, that was lacking in takeaways. They were last in the league, Fred.
Right. They need to get that pressure up front. They got to play happy, play excited, and just fly around and try and create some turnovers, get a ball back to the offense, and go on the sideline and get some rest. Unlike a year ago, teams were out there just driving the ball down the field, and they weren't getting any pressure. So hopefully with the addition of, you know, Trayvon Walker, having Josh on the other side, they can, as a duo, create some pressure opportunities, take some pressure off the secondary, and hopefully create some turnovers that will get the offense the ball back.
Yeah, Trayvon didn't get credit for the forced fumble. He was right there, though, when Rayshon popped it loose, and he would have been there a half second later. And he also laid a pretty big hit on D'Ernest Johnson. And I just thought, again, he kind of flashed his body. Like, you noticed 44 in the backfield on a couple of occasions. He didn't get the quarterback on the ground, but he only also played about a quarter of football tonight. So I thought a solid build off of week one for him.
Yeah, we can, like I said a second ago, with the offense, we can win with that. You know, and I think that the more reps he gets and the more that he sees as this preseason goes, his confidence will build. He'll start to feel like he felt in college when, you know, when he was the guy. You know, and the guys would cheer him on and tell him, look, just go. You know, the coaches will give him that green light, especially being the one, the guy that they're going to depend on. So I'm excited to see him go. I'm looking forward to it.
We'll take our first time out. We will hear from head coach Doug Peterson. Ashlyn Sullivan is standing by. That's just in a little bit. The Browns over the Jaguars in preseason week one, 24-13. Jaguars postgame is presented by Florida Home AC. Call Florida Home AC today, official air conditioning partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Are your heating and cooling costs extremely high? Do you want to extend the lifespan of your heating and cooling system investment? If so, Florida Home Air Conditioning is ready to help you save some money. Schedule your annual AC or heating system tune-up today with Florida Home Air Conditioning for only $59. Florida Home Air Conditioning, official air conditioning partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Call 855-FLA-HOME.
License number CMC125039, CFC143064, EC130085-57.
Jaguars fans, huddle up for the best defense against expensive car repairs, CarShield. Score big with the nation's number one automotive protection company, CarShield. They offer affordable plans that cover over 6,000 parts and systems in your car, truck, or SUV. Don't miss any Jaguars action this season with a car breakdown. Call the MVPs at CarShield for the best coverage ever. Call 800-471-1223. 800-471-1223. Go Jags!
Veterans, you may have earned a variety of VA benefits. Did you know VA can help you further your education and pursue professional training? The Home Loan Guarantee Program can help you buy, repair, or adapt a home. VA provides housing support if you find yourself homeless or at risk of homelessness. And don't forget world-class health care. Learn more about these and other VA benefits. Visit choose.va.gov.
How far should we go? When it comes to the health of children, we will stop at nothing, focusing on prevention as much as cures, working with community leaders, educators, policymakers, to make every child's world a place for them to thrive, going to the nth degree and beyond. Nemours Children's Health, well beyond medicine. Join the journey at nemours.org/beyond.
Welcome back. Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC. The Browns over the Jaguars 24-13 in preseason week number one. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Jaguar starters had some good looks tonight. And as we mentioned, the second team, the run defense gave up some stuff again when they came in the ball game. Some turnovers when the second and third team offense was in there as well. So some things to work on there. But you, as we mentioned, Fred, you got to be somewhat happy with what you put out there tonight if you're Doug Peterson, I think, with your first team.
Yeah, it's a good place to start, you know, overall. And like I said at the opening, I'm sure most coaches will go back and say, thank God, you know, at least on the surface of it, we're injury-free. You know, now we get an opportunity to build, make our corrections with everyone that's involved, look at the reps per player, and really just make a determination of how much more you want to give the guys the next preseason game. But I'll always come back to injuries. The reps, they can clean up. You know, the more guys are out there, the less mistakes they will tend to make, and they can build from there.
Yeah, I thought we talked about in the pregame, JP, wanted to see Zay Jones carry over what he'd been doing on the practice field onto the preseason field, and he did, obviously, right away. And it was a good sign because, look, you can't make excuses because Cleveland was without a lot of their frontline guys tonight. But you don't have Christian Kirk out there. And, you know, Zay Jones is going to be a guy who works complimentary off of Kirk. So to see him go out there and kind of be, for a quarter, the number one target in the passing game was nice. And wanted to see some different routes. He gave you that. He had an out. He had a crossing pattern. Trevor missed him on it. Obviously, he had the streak up there up the sideline for 32 yards. So they gave him some different looks. It wasn't just kind of a one-trick pony, and he just missed him. If he fires it a little bit earlier in the corner of the end zone, he might have him for a touchdown there. So I thought he looked good tonight, and that's kind of what I wanted to see, because this is a guy that, you know, got paid based on what they think he's going to do, which he's never really done that for a full season in the past. And at least for one night, I thought he passed the test.
That's a good point. Yeah, he doesn't have the complimentary piece out there to help him, so he's kind of out on his own. That made a lot of sense tonight. So I wanted to see some different things. Evan Engram had the touchdown, the roll out to the left, the catch, and then that was on a fourth down play, but he ended up in the end zone to finish it off. That was a good thing. He'll be a big piece of this offense too.
Yeah, we talked about that upstairs. You know, I don't want to get too far to the left when I make this comment, but – to have he and Manhurst out there, Evan is so athletic. You know, he reminds me of the late Aaron Hernandez, you know, in terms of athletic ability and speed. So hopefully they can create some of those matchups where you can get him down the seam and have some crossers and being able to get Trevor to his strengths, which is rolling out of the pocket, being able to throw as well as he can on the run. And we also talked about Coach Peterson, you know, in the system, and look, seems that he took some plays from what Trevor was good at back in college in Clemson. You know, the zone reads, getting him on the outside, and they'll get more creative with that, you know, under routes, crossing routes, et cetera, check downs. So I'm excited, and I'm not just saying it. I know I sound repetitive by saying it, but I think this offense will be really good this year.
Really good.
I think they will. I think the creativity from Coach Peterson and having that year off, being able to really just dissect the game, you know, and create some things, because the NFL is a copycat league, you know. But when you go dark for a year, you have an opportunity to really, like, just get creative, you know, and concoct some shot plays, you know, or some plays that you can just pull out of the hat that people haven't seen, some formation sets, you know, the stuff they did in the Super Bowl.
Absolutely.
Right? So he probably took some time away and got really creative behind the scenes. So I think with that, they'll be really good as an offense. Gotta stay healthy.
He's got a quarterback with the raw material to pull it off.
Oh yeah,
too, right. I mean, just with the abilities. But I thought that RPO was interesting. Where Trevor, obviously, it seemed like it was designed for him to run that ball almost from the snap. And I thought that was Doug Peterson saying, "Let me show you a little something." Right, like we're not worried about winning this football game, right. And this isn't the key play in the game. But I think, let's just show you.
It's on tape.
You better be ready for this, because we're going to mix this in, and you're not going to know it's coming, and that's going to take up preparation time during the week.
And with the RPOs, man, and even putting that on tape, but going with the RPOs, is so much you can do with it. There's so many options that can come off of it. And if they can get these guys running corners, crossers, the check down screens, whatever it might be, that year away, I think he has, you know, he hasn't shown it, but I think he took that time to get creative, and I believe they'll show it this year.
Then all of a sudden you pull it up and throw it off that too. If you really
want a ton of options.
Yeah. I mean, let's go.
A ton of options. Just give me the ball, though.
You want it?
Not right now.
Oh, okay.
I told you I'm 15 pounds heavy in 8 months.
But hey, I mean, this is where the game is for quarterbacks in the NFL. They're fewer and fewer Tom Brady stand in the pocket guys, you know. And so if you can bring that element and pick up, you know, 3-4 extra first downs over the course of a game, that's huge for your offense.
Right, and it's not street ball. You know, I've seen some of these anonymous quotes, guys picking on Patrick Mahomes and he's playing street ball. That RPO and that, you know, all of that stuff, it's designed to confuse those defenses and play off key, certain reads, right? And going into the games, you'll know those reads based on the situation and the areas of the field. So coaches like Coach Peterson, I'm sure they take the time and they're going to, you know, dissect that and take advantage of it. And you got a quarterback that certainly can handle it.
We'll take another timeout. Doug Peterson coming up in just a little bit after a Jaguars loss in preseason week number one. 24-13, the final. The Browns a winner. PRI Productions, the Southeast full-service event company, has everything you need to bring your next idea to life. Visit PRIProductions.com and learn more. This is Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Fair and Farah, we represent people from all walks of life in matters involving personal injury cases. It doesn't matter how much money you have.
He will head down the hallway and catch up with Ashlyn Sullivan after a loss in preseason week one. The final score of 24-13. The starters got a lot of time, though, in the first quarter. They finished with a couple field goals and a touchdown from Trevor Lawrence to Evan Ingram. Second, third teams gave up some yardage on the ground on defense, turned the ball over a couple times on offense. Some things to work on, but I think there are a lot of positives, at least out of tonight's game early, certainly in the first quarter for the starting groups for head coach Doug Peterson. Next week, the Jaguars get the Pittsburgh Steelers. They'll have a couple days off and then get back to work. And you can expect another high-intensity practice, I believe, on Monday. Doug Peterson has promised that. Another couple live tackling periods that they had this past Sunday. That was the talk of the week. You can expect that again coming up and after this two-day break coming up after this Browns game tonight. So they'll be back on the field Monday. And there's only one more week of practices over at Episcopal. Then they'll shift back into the stadium here in the flex field to get ready for the regular season. Head coach Doug Peterson just wrapped up his press conference. Ashlyn Sullivan had our sideline duties tonight on radio, and she is standing by near the Jaguars locker room with head coach Doug Peterson. Ashlyn?
Thank you, JP. We have head coach Doug Peterson here. Your defense holding the Cleveland Browns to 7 yards of total offense. How do you think they fare today?
I thought they did extremely well. You know, it's one of the things we tried to get our starters to do on offense and defense, which is overall execution. And I thought they came out and really, really were focused, you know, early in the game. And it was good to see. It was good to see both sides play hard. We got some turnovers there with that first defense, and we scored on offense. And those were some of the objectives we wanted to accomplish in this game.
And it seems like offensively it took a little bit for them to get going, but you wanted to keep them in there to score. And the Travis Etienne, a guy we talked about all pregame long, a lot of targets today.
Yeah, and it was what we wanted to see.
34 yards, 3 turnovers for the Jaguars offense, 2 for the Cleveland Browns offense, and time of possession in favor of the Jaguars, 32 minutes, 37 seconds. The Jags were 3 of 13 on third down, Cleveland 4 of 12. Jaguars had 6 more first downs than Cleveland, 21-15, Mike. There you go.
Team stats. All right, team stats. The guy we came to see throw the football, Trevor Lawrence, had a solid but not spectacular quarter of play, 6 of 12 for 95 yards. He did throw the touchdown to Evan Ingram and end up with a quarterback rating of 104.5. Jake Luton with 92 yards passing and an interception. And C.J. Beathard, 4 of 7 for 34 yards and a pick. On the other side, former Jaguar Joshua Dobbs led the way with 108 yards through the air and a passing TD. Travis Etienne, 9 carries for 23 yards with a long of 12. And Snoop Connor chipped in with another 21 yards on 7 carries. Jerome Ford, kind of the offensive star of the night, really, had 10 carries for 57 yards and a touchdown. Also caught 4 for 45 and a score as well for the Jaguars. Zay Jones, leading receiver, got targeted 4 times, caught 2. Trevor missed him on 1. 2 for 47 was the leading yardage total, and Tim Jones had 5 for 42. A couple of fumble recoveries for the Jags tonight, Shaq Griffin and Chappelle Russell, and no sacks on the night for the team, and the Cleveland Browns did end up with 5 as the night played out, but the Jags not getting to the opposing quarterback, at least not getting him on the ground tonight.
Mike, you mentioned earlier 6 of 12 for Trevor Lawrence tonight, 95 yards, a touchdown. Could have been maybe a few more that hit Fred, but overall you like to see him moving around a little bit. He had the keeper for, 11 yards on that run, and a touchdown on his last throw of the night. Pretty good start. First outing for him in a preseason game this season.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good start. He came out sharp, crisp, especially on the first better game. What was that, a 32-yarder?
Yeah.
To Zay right there in the honey hole. I came back and missed him on the next play, high ball. But he kept his composure and made some pretty good throws. But I like the fact that they're moving him around, playing to his strengths, and hopefully we can see a lot more of it.
Yeah, they did that on the very first play with a controlled roll to the right. Great protection on that play. And you almost felt like Doug Peterson's like, you know what?
I know what the hometown fans want. Let's take a shot
I've
here,
been
man.
Listening to radio,
and
right.
I mean, wait, honestly, you know, I'm only half kidding here. If you had pulled them at that point, Trevor Lawrence, I would have been. You know what? I saw a glimpse, but that's what we wanted. Push the ball down the field, play with some pace, and you know, the throws he missed are throws he's going to make more often than not. So it's not like Cleveland did anything so spectacular to take it away from Trevor Lawrence tonight. I think, you know, given the exact same conditions, he's going to complete 9, 10 out of 12 more often than not here, Fred.
Yeah, 8 of the 11 plays that they ran the opening drive for the offense were pass plays. So just echoing what you said, Coach, know what the people are coming. Right, you want to get him going. But, again, I think he's going to impress some people this year. I'm always rooting for our guys, but I do like Trevor, man, just the – humble kid with a great arm, amazing personality, and we can win with him. We can win with him.
That's a good sign.
It's the bottom line.
I like that. Let's come back. Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game voting. Was that a little tease from you, Fred, there? Or no? This might be a tough one tonight in the preseason.
Are you serious?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll come back and see what you vote. In a 24-13 loss for the Jaguars to the Cleveland Browns, this is Jaguars Post Game on Jaguars Radio.
Are your heating and cooling costs extremely high? Do you want to extend the lifespan of your heating and cooling system investment? If so, Florida Home Air Conditioning is ready to help you save some money. Schedule your annual AC or heating system tune-up today with Florida Home Air Conditioning for only $59. Florida Home Air Conditioning, official air conditioning partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Call 855-FLA-HOME.
License number CMC 1250399, CFC 1430664, EC 1300-08557.
Are you suffering from shoulder pain? If you have clicking and popping in the shoulder joint, persistent pain that intensifies with use, an inability to lift your arm over your head, or a tingling, burning sensation in the shoulder, elbow, or wrist, waiting to see a doctor could make your injury worse. Baptist Health and Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute have innovative and effective treatment options available right now to relieve your pain and restore your mobility. Don't wait. Call 904-JOI-2000.
When it comes to water, choose our team, the winning team. Choose CGC Water Treatment. CGC Water Treatment works, and it works for DG, too. Former Jags QB, David Garrard.
If you're not filtering your water, you are the filter. Don't be the filter. Discover the Kinetical difference.
Call CGC Water Treatment at 844-CGC-JAGS or visit cgcwater.com. CGC Water Treatment are proud partners of the Jacksonville Jaguars and your local independent Kinetico dealers.
Touchdown at Jaguars away games when you fly nonstop from Jacksonville International Airport. Join the Jaguars in D.C., Los Angeles. Watch them win in Philly, Indy, Detroit, Nashville, New York, and Houston. When you fly nonstop from Jacks, on-airport parking will punt the stress from your travel itinerary. Garage facilities offer defensive coverage from the weather and are a 50-yard dash from the terminal. Economy parking is just $6 a day. To learn more about nonstop flights and on-airport parking, visit flyjacks.com.
Jaguars postgame is presented by Florida Home AC. Call Florida Home AC today, official air conditioning partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Final score, Browns 24, Jaguars 13 in preseason week one. And it's time now for the Jaguars Radio Network Player of the Game voting. It's a very scientific method here.
I get
a vote. Mike gets a vote. Fred gets a vote and a half to break any deadlocks. What do you got, Mike?
Well, I think I'm gonna set up some drama here. All right. We'll let Fred be the tie-breaking vote if we need that.
All right.
Okay. But I'm gonna go outside the box on what I would do if I was the lone vote here. This is probably not the way I'd go, but I wanted to see Zay Jones show up and look good tonight. And he did average 23.5 yards on his two catches. Not his fault. Trevor missed him on another one. Would have had, you know, maybe 65 yards receiving tonight. And also maybe could have had an opportunity if he sees him a little quicker in the corner of the end zone. But just not having his running mate out there, Christian Kirk, wanted to see Zay make a play or two that stood out, and he did that. So I'll give him the nod, JP.
This is tough tonight. These preseason games are tough because the statistics are spread out.
Yeah.
There's like all three
You cannot teams vote for play. Jerome Ford.
Why not?
No, because it's the Jaguars.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He had a pretty good night, though, for the Browns against the Jags' second team defense. You know, I'm going to go with Trevor Lawrence. 6-12, 95 yards. Like we've talked about all show, they rolled him around. He threw a touchdown pass at the end on fourth down. Ran once just to show it. And, okay, I think you checked that box. So that's my vote. Fred.
I gotta follow you. I echo you and go with Trevor. Just seeing him out of the pocket, opening the game that way, starting fast. I'm sure the coaches mentioned that leading up to this game. The 11-yard run also. I thought he took command of the offense, getting him in and out of the huddle. You know, unlike Cleveland, we didn't see the penalties from the offense and false starts and all that other stuff. So I think with command, getting him out, he displayed his poise, showing some accuracy there. Couple big plays. Trevor is my vote.
That's a pretty good point because, I mean, it's the first time he's in a game situation, had Doug Peterson in his ear. Press Taylor is calling, you know, giving it to Doug to call to him, and that's a lot of moving parts for the first time. And to handle that cleanly was pretty nice.
In all honesty, it should be unanimous, but I wanted to give at least the opportunity for some drama.
It's
there
an excellent
if Freddie
point.
Wanted to go off the board.
It's an excellent point. So, Trevor Lawrence, the Jaguars Radio Network player of the game. And if you're looking for the MVP of the truck game, then look no further than Ford F-150. Loaded with impressive capabilities and designed to dominate work, play, and everything in between, this truck makes tough look easy. Your local Ford dealer, proud partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Baptist Health Injury Report when we return. 24-13 final. Browns over the Jaguars. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio.
Are you suffering from shoulder pain? If you have clicking and popping in the shoulder joint, persistent pain that intensifies with use, an inability to lift your arm over your head, or a tingling, burning sensation in the shoulder, elbow, or wrist, waiting to see a doctor could make your injury worse. Baptist Health and Jacksonville Orthopedic Institute have innovative and effective treatment options available right now to relieve your pain and restore your mobility. Don't wait. Call 904-JOI-2000.
Are your heating and cooling costs extremely high? Do you want to extend the lifespan of your heating and cooling system investment? If so, Florida Home Air Conditioning is ready to help you save some money. Schedule your annual AC or heating system tune-up today with Florida Home Air Conditioning for only $59. Florida Home Air Conditioning, official air conditioning partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Call 855-FLA-HOME.
License number CMC1250399, CFC1430664, EC1300085557.
Hey Jaguars fans, are you tired of being late to the game because you're stuck in traffic or circling the lot looking for a place to park? Well, join the thousands of other Jags fans who already know the smartest way to get to TIAA Bank Field is on the JTA Game Day Express. Shuttles run from four convenient locations around Jacksonville, including the Kings Avenue parking garage on the South Bank. Tickets start at just $10 and are available exclusively on the Token Transit mobile app. The JTA Game Day Express, it's like winning before the game even starts.
Your pet means the world to you, so Pet Paradise created a slice of paradise just for them. Pet Paradise is your complete pet health care destination with resort-style day camp, overnight boarding, professional grooming, and compassionate veterinary care from New Day, all located under one roof. Pet Paradise has over 50 locations open or under development to serve pet fanatics like you nationwide. Book today at PetParadise.com, the official pet care provider of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Travel Camp RV, official RV dealer of the Jacksonville Jaguars, invites you to come shop their huge selection of inventory for your dream RV. With locations across the Southeast, you're sure to find them close by. Get value pricing on the top RV brands in the country, paired with the guaranteed best financing options available. You can also shop their inventory at TravelCamp.com. Travel Camp RV has helped more families make more great memories in an RV since 1982. They're excited to add you to the Travel Camp RV family today.
You're beyond busy. Between work and the kids, the dogs and the cat, let us help. With Publix delivery powered by Instacart, you'll get the items you need from the store you know. Just shop online, select the time you'd like your order delivered, and grocery shopping is done, giving you more time to take care of everything else. Publix delivery powered by Instacart. Visit Publix.com/delivery to shop now. That's Publix.com/delivery. Item prices vary from in-store prices. Service fees may apply. Available in select zip codes. Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
Welcome back. It's Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC. 24-13, the final. Browns over the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Fred Taylor. And it's time for the Baptist Health Injury Report. Baptist Health changing healthcare for good. One notable tonight, Will Richardson Jr., who was playing left tackle at the time, I believe, went down with an ankle injury and did not come back in the game. That was the most notable for the Jaguars tonight that we remember. But, of course, there were a number of players on the do-not-dress list tonight that have been battling some things here or there. Most notably, Devin Lloyd has not played yet in a preseason game. First-round pick linebacker out of Utah in the conditioning day before the first practice of training camp suffered a hamstring issue. But has kind of worked his way back into some individual drills off to the side. Hasn't quite got back to teamwork, but it feels like next week is that week where, Fred, he might take that step, and then if things go well next week, you might see him in the game against Pittsburgh.
JP, hamstrings are that one injury that, you know, it's so mysterious, you never know. But because of his game and how he plays with his speed, agility, able to move sideline to sideline, those guys, fast guys like that, they're going to always have some sort of hamstring issues. So in my opinion, I suggest that no matter how good he feels, just get out there. Understand that you have a hamstring. Understand it's the preseason. Not necessarily do the bare minimum, right? But maybe in terms of plays or reps, get in, get out. You know, try not to tweak that thing again because they're going to depend on him. Special teams is coming up. Those young guys, they have a spot for him right there. They also want to see how well he's going to mesh and gel with the first unit defensive guys, because he's also going to be one of those guys they're going to need in the sub packages. So I wouldn't press it too much with him.
So is that a tougher trick for a young player to know how to do that? Because your only instinct, I would guess, in college was to go all out all the time. And you may not know how to pull back and not do that. There's always that instinct, right? Or
yeah, it is. That's why I say, for me personally, the hamstrings, I mean, that's where my growing out the bone, but that let me know what I was dealing with. Hamstrings are just tricky because it can feel great and you think you're ready to go, but as soon as you burst, everything's clenching and tightening up, and now here you go again, strain or pull. It's tough for even the training staff. They just got to be smart, not overstretch it, and just try to get out there, go as you can go. If you feel anything, shut it down. That's the smartest he could do, is if he feels anything, just immediately shut it down, alert the training staff, and get back to treatment.
I think the one guy that missed tonight because of injury that needs to get back on that field as quickly as possible is Laviska Shenault, right? Most of these other guys have a defined role or know they're going to have a role. We don't have a defined role necessarily yet for James Robinson, but we know he's going to be a part of this team, part of this offense. LaViska's kind of in a weird spot right now. You know, opportunity is there. They're trying to use him in some different spots, Fred, as a return guy, just to find value in him. And right now he's just losing a lot of valuable reps in this offense. And I think ultimately he'll be on this 53-man roster, but what size his role is maybe determined over the next few weeks.
Yeah, if he's not out there, they don't know. You have a new staff, you know, they're going to depend on the guys that are out there, you know, but I'm sure they have some plays scripted up for him that they can use him as a huge asset, especially with his versatility in the run game, you know, in the pass game. Injury's not on his side. I agree with you, Mike, that he has to hurry back. But I don't know what he's dealing with.
Right.
I haven't.
Sure.
But whatever it is, hopefully they're smart about it. But certainly he does need to get out there and define how he'll be used this year.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Jaguars Radio Network. Jaguars postgame after a Jaguars loss in preseason week 1, 24-13 to the Cleveland Browns. We're back with our final thoughts in just a moment. It's Jaguars postgame on the Jaguars Radio Network.
Jaguars fans, here's a great way to pay with pride wherever you go. Exclusively from TIAA Bank, the Jacksonville Jaguars Visa debit card comes with a fierce look and fantastic features, along with the convenience to make purchases online or at millions of locations worldwide. And it's yours, free, when you open a Yield Pledge checking account. Order yours today. Visit TIAABank.com/JagsCard. TIAA Bank is a division of TIAA, FSB, member FDIC, and the official bank of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
At Farrah and Farrah, we represent people from all walks of life in matters involving personal injury cases. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter which neighborhood you call home, because everyone deserves justice, dignity, and respect. And remember, when it comes to compensation, you only get one shot. Make it count. Call Farrah and Farrah at 800-500-5555. Jacksonville.
Committed to the team. Committed to the mission. At Navy Mutual, we're committed to providing high-quality life insurance to members of the military and their families. So our policies have no fine print and no military service restrictions. We don't work on commission. We're nonprofit, so we pass the savings along to our members. Because at Navy Mutual, our highest commitment is to you. Visit NavyMutual.org. Navy Mutual, insuring those who serve.
Everyone circle up. I know it looks rough out there. Sure, we're down 24-6, but we came here to play differently. We need a game changer. Something like RingCentral, the business phone system that's more than a phone. I want you to communicate like you can talk to anyone, anywhere, all from the same app. Now get out there and play like you're using RingCentral.
RingCentral, simpler communications.
Jaguars postgame presented by Florida Home AC. Call Florida Home AC today, official air conditioning partner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. I know firsthand. You call these guys, they come out there quick, they assess the situation, Fred, and they get the job done. They get your air conditioning back on. They help me out in the summertime.
It's the summer, they better, but I trust you.
They're fantastic.
I need to get their contact.
Yeah, this is not the time. There's not many good times a year to lose your AC, but certainly not this time of year.
No, seriously, though. What happens with the power surges, you know, through the storm strike, lightning strikes? I'm dealing with that now. So if you got a contact, I need to talk to them.
I think we can make that happen, Fred. All right. Yes, okay. Absolutely. They're the place to go, for sure. Right. The 50-50 raffle is presented by the Duval Motor Company, and during every home game, the Jags Foundation runs the 50-50 jackpot. One lucky fan has a chance to win half the jackpot. The other half benefits the Jaguars Foundation programs that positively impact our community. Jaguars5050.com, you can actually buy them anywhere in the state of Florida Thursday before a Sunday home game that opens up. So the number goes up as the week goes along. The winning number tonight, 941-612-378. 941-612-378. The winner takes home just over $5,100 tonight in the 50-50 raffle. That's pretty good. Okay, next week, the Pittsburgh Steelers coming in. Fred has a history with this organization, of course. It is the preseason. We get that. But you would expect the starters maybe to go a little bit deeper in this game in preseason week two, Fred.
Of course. We were just at Steelers camp. Doing some stuff with the pivot. They look pretty good. They fly around. They were hitting.
Who's the quarterback?
I don't know those guys. I mean, I don't know. But they were flying around. I can say that much. Okay. They were live, and they were really hitting. And it was exciting. Live goal line, live team, coaches flying around, hooting and hollering. So they're ready to play, right? But these guys are ready to play, too. And you got to look forward to this matchup regardless of the time of the year. And it was a team that I always got excited for. So hopefully the starters can play. I think Tony said maybe a half or something, right? I think Boselli said
shocked by that at all.
He would expect them to at least play a half and then kind of, you know, lay off the throttle a bit for Atlanta, you know, at the end there. And I agree with that, especially against the defense. With the background of the Steelers. And they'll get some different looks. You know, they go from a four-down front to a three-down front, and that'll be challenging for the guys. But they're going to need to see that to make sure they're all on the same page.
And, by the way, the Jaguars do have two head-to-head practices against the Falcons before that final preseason game. So they'll be just up so in Flowery Branch. No need to put them out there.
Correct.
So in theory, you're going to have a lot of work against some other teams coming up for your first team guys.
Yeah, this could be like the used to treat the third preseason game when you had four, and you play just that first series into the second half just to get that sense of resetting at halftime and all that. And just, you know, hopefully they come out of it unscathed with injury. It's a pretty good test. Another football team that's, you know, got a nice roster. It's going to challenge you here, and I would expect Pittsburgh to be playing their guys next week. We didn't see the full complement of Cleveland Browns, and I everything you hear, Trubisky's got a pretty firm grip on that job, which, by the way, may not be a downgrade based on where Roethlisberger was at the end of his career. So this is a team that definitely thinks they're headed to the postseason.
Fred, well done. Way to go. It was nice working on the video boards with you tonight. We enjoy our pregame visit, of course, and then here we are back on postgame again, Fred.
Back at it, man. Always excited. I love being in Jacksonville, obviously, but I love being on here with y'all. I learn a lot. Now, I don't take that lightly. I really mean that. What is it, year 8, 9?
Is it that long?
I think it's somewhere around there.
Really?
I want to say it's like 8, I think.
Yeah, I think it's close to 8.
This is 9 for me, and I think you weren't on the first year that I was here, so it's about right.
That's about right.
At least 7, probably 8, I'm guessing.
Yeah, but I told JP, Mike, and they have this one segment on the show I give people their flowers.
On the pivot, you're talking
about. On the pivot, right, yes. On the podcast, because naturally that's just – I don't know. That's just how I am. Like, I love people. But I told JP, you guys have helped me get to that point. Because if I didn't do this, I definitely wouldn't be doing that.
Wow.
You know?
Bro, but, you're the GOAT, man. Yeah.
No, it's the truth.
I hear you.
I'm being honest. No, I am being 100% honest that you guys definitely put me in position to be there. Because I wasn't going to do this radio stuff.
Well, if we helped you in some small way, you know, you earned your way into the pride of the Jaguars. You've got your stature. You've got your knowledge. JP, Fred doesn't throw me through a wall when I try to debate running backs with him. All right? I'm going to try to tell Fred
I saw that
what
look
I
tonight,
saw
though.
From a running back, and he's like very calm about it. He's like, well, let me tell you what really happened out there.
You know, because I had to hear it, you know, early on in my career. They say, oh, this kid is a bust. So they – Coughlin wanted me to just pound up in there, you know, and run through, break tackles all the time. I was a big guy, but that was never my style of play. You know, so I just say, you know, let it happen naturally, and we'll see what the young man gives us. But your eyes, your eye, my eyes, my eye. We'll see what it turns out to later in the season.
I want to see what Fred sees. How about that? I'm in with that. I'm following him. I'm following that guy, the guy that's on the wall.
Any two schlubs could have taught you a couple of things about radio, man. But you're the man. You're killing
it. You guys are my
guys.
You guys are my guys.
Likewise.
We love having you, and we're glad you're back with us, of course, Fred. Mm-hmm. We'll talk to you again next week.
Let's do it.
That's Fred Taylor. And for those on our flagship station, 1010XL in Jacksonville, stick around. The Scoreboard Show is next. We're going to take phone calls, Mike, you and I.
Let's do it.
Coming up in the next hour or so. And for those on the network outside of Jacksonville, join us on our social channels, Jaguars Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. VP of Production, Patrick Cavanaugh. Executive Producer, Dave DeCandis. Manager of Radio, Joe Fortunato. Linda Fortunato is our studio producer. Trent Padilla, Brent Reber, Gabby Dalton, Tony Smith, our entire crew for Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey. I'm JP Shadrick. Saying good night. Final score, Browns 24, Jaguars 13 on the Jaguars Radio Network.